Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. We are on day 1,705 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We're told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. If you apply the words that you hear today over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from John C. Maxwell, and it is, a good leader is a person who takes a little more than their share of the blame and a little less than their share of the credit. So today's nugget is blame and credit. You can usually spot a good leader both in the time of crisis and success. For example, when plans are not going well or the team has missed its mark, a good leader will step up and take the lion's share of the responsibility and blame for the poor performance. On the other hand, when a team succeeds abundantly and is showered with praise, a good leader will allow the spotlight to shine on those who excelled and were directly responsible for the overall success. A good leader does not need to hog the glory because they are confident in themselves and the team's ability. Poor leaders constantly attempt to blame others when the team does not succeed and then try to take the glory when the team does succeed. Of course, because of poor leadership, a team is less likely to succeed, which turns into a downward cycle of failure and defeat. On the contrary, a great leader will instill a sense of victory within the group, and the team will succeed much more often than the times that they fail. And today's verse is Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others better than yourself. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself today, please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,704 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.